Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is your girl, Prophetess D from the Sisterhood. I just thought I would get on for a hot second just to encourage you all on today. And to do so, I will be using the scripture Psalms 37 and for you all. And it goes, to delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Webster Dictionary says, to delight means to please someone greatly, a high degree of gratification or pleasure, joy or satisfaction to do so. That's deep. This particular scripture is my foundation scripture, meaning it's the scripture that God gave me when I was seeking Him for myself, my deliverance, my healing, my salvation, which I'm constantly seeking Him for it. But when I first gave my life to Christ, when I was saying, Lord, I'm tired of doing the craziness that I do. I want to serve You more. That's what I'm talking about. But to delight means to just let go and let God and trust Him and believe that He can do all things. Growing up as a young girl, I guess I was like 3 or 4 years old, and I used to go to my Aunt Clara's house, and she used to have me praying and reading the Bible and listening to gospel music and, you know, going to church service. I stayed on the go for God at age 3, 4 years old. But she also showed me Sesame Street as well, you know what I'm saying? But it was just that right there. She began to plant seeds in my life. She began to introduce me to this man called Jesus. Really, back then, I didn't know what it was, you know what I'm saying? But now I know. So, life began. I got older. I went through a lot. I seen a lot. I've done a lot, you know. And if y'all continue to listen, I will share some of those things, you know, on what God had me to go through, because y'all know our life is predestined, right? So God basically don't wrote this book before we even got here, before He even planted us in our mother's womb. God had already predestined our life. So that means you're gonna go through it just the way He wants you to go through it, until you decide to surrender and start running. You know, it gonna take a long time for you to make it to how He created it to be, right? You know, being rebellious and not seeking God for your life, you tend to go around that mountain over and over and over again. Y'all know how it is, you know. Lord, I thought you don't deliver me out of this, and you know I don't got past it, but that same thing come around again. That mean you didn't line that thing right how God wanted it to be, how He created it to be. So that scripture right there, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. That means you need to seek him. You need to seek his word. You need to pray. You need to talk to him. You know, you need to go to him like he's your actual father. And watch. He do everything that you desire for him to do. Even though it may not be his desire for your life. So, me personally, I have learned through my rocks, my walk, my trials, it's best just to surrender to God and say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. It's easier just to let go and let God stay in the vein of God, the vein that God has for your life, you know what I'm saying, and watch you prosper. I know it's hard trying to seek and believe someone that you in something or someone that you cannot see. But the word also tells us you become God because God is in you and you are in God. And the word of God also said the Lord will fight our battles. The Lord will make a way. So meaning, let God rise up in you. Let the Holy Spirit dwell in you. Never burn out. To give you a zeal to go get it. Go get it. And what you cannot obtain on your own, God, he'll do it. He got the rest. He have all powers in his hand. So why not delight yourself in the Lord and allow him to give you the desires of your heart? Man, I can go on and on and on about the goodness of God, but I don't have much time, so y'all got to stay tuned for the next one. This is your girl, Prophetess D, signing off. Have a blessed, blessed day, and know that God loves you. Until next time. Peace. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is your girl, Prophetess D from the Sisterhood. I just thought I'd get on for a hot, hot second, y'all, to just encourage you today. I want to just encourage you to let you know. God got it. I know. Y'all got to know. God got it. That thing that is worrying you, God got it. That thing that you seem like, you can't obtain, God got it. That child is getting on your nerve, God got them too, y'all. Just seek God for it. Pray to him about it. Talk to him about it. And trust and believe that the word of God tells us if we had a faith of a mustard seed. Do y'all know how small a mustard seed is? Just that little faith. And seeking Daddy God about it. Man, watch that thing come to pass. I'm your girl, Prophetess D, and I'm going to sign off. I just want to let you all know that God got that thing. Seek and believe that he going to do it for you. Trust and believe that he going to do it for you. He have all powers in his hand. So, stay in the vein of God and know that he got it. Love you all. Until next time. God got it. good afternoon. This is your girl, Prophetess D from the Sisterhood. I thought I'd get on for a little while to just talk to you all about transparent. And what is transparent? Transparent is allowing light to pass through so the object behind can be densely seen, easy to perceive or detect. Having the property of transmitting light without a appreciable scattering so that the body land beyond are seen clearly. To be transparent, some synonyms are to be straight up, bold, clear, uncut, crystal clear, straightforward, manifest, unmistakable, evident, barefaced, just basically plain out, keeping it real, y'all. That's what I want to talk to you all about today. We, as children of God, have to allow God to be God in our life at all times. Not saying that we're gonna be perfect, but saying that we are yielding our life to Christ. Meaning, I say it all the time, y'all. When you accept the Lord God as your head and you say, I do to Christ, and you're seeking Christ and His word for your life, and you're applying it to your life, that means God blows His breath on you and you receive His Holy Spirit. Meaning, He dwells in you. So, projecting anything else to anyone else outside of your Christian walk, and you're not projecting God, that means you're not operating in the correct transparency when it comes to serving Christ. We have to be better light for Him. Prophetess D, yeah, always coming off as judgmental and may seem so aggressive, but anybody know Prophetess D, she's doing that from a place of love. Not being judgmental, because Prophetess D is not perfect. Prophetess D have her flaws, but Prophetess G is not projecting her flaws to anyone and being a hindrance to anyone's salvation or pursuit to finding Christ for themselves. Prophetess D try to be the best bright light shining for God that she know how to be by projecting God and not my flesh, not my sins, to those that God is calling to Him. I am getting on today just saying, be careful what your church is projecting. You are the church, not the physical building that you go to fellowship with others, supposed to be like-minded Christians, like-minded saints. But I'm talking about you, the church. You, the one that said that you accepting God as your Lord and Savior. You're accepting Him as head over your life. You're accepting Him as your guide. I'm talking to you. We have to be more real, more straight up, more bold, more clear, and uncut on how we're representing Christ, who we claim we love and serve when we say we'll allow Him to be head of our life. We have to be more compassionate when serving His people and approaching His people. We have to be more peace for the people and peaceful for the people. We have to learn to let God shine through us and not shine in our own selves. We have to allow Him to project how He want to portray it in our life. Hey, I can go on, but I'm not. I just wanted to get on for a hot second and allow myself to be open, to be transparent, and letting you all know that as followers of Christ, we have to project the image of Christ bright and never going dim. I am your girl, Prophetess D from the Hood Sisterhood. And until next time, stay blessed and tune in. Holla. Well, hello, 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 hello. This is your girl, Prophetess G. And though it's about 4:26 in the morning, and God got me wide open, so I thought I would just get on for a hot second and just spread some good news. Yeah, I'm yawning, but I'm not tired at all. Just tired of what the world and people are dishing out these days. So as a prophet of God, I just wanted to get out, you know, and just tell people that accountability is serious. It's a shame that so many people are going to church and using God's name in vain to manipulate the people for self-gain. It is sad how, you know, people are pretending to love on people in order to get in their wallets, in order to get their benefits. You know, it's sad that, you know, pastors are just sleeping throughout the church. It's just sad. It breaks my heart. I thank God that I was able to withstand the attack of the enemy, to be able to discern or be able to hear God for myself, because so many pastors try to prey on women these days. It's like, wow, it's like an auction, you know. In some cases, you know, the pastor go to the highest bidder. What is going to be beneficial to the church, regardless of the vow that you made for to God, you know, what you said you was gonna do, your intentions. I mean, to interrupt someone's life after 6 years and say, come back and help, all to just deceive them all over again. I experienced my first church hurt, I guess, about 7 years ago, which April was the 7 year anniversary. And I guess about a year and a half ago, I was asked to return. It took me a minute, but I decided to go on, you know, putting my faith and trust in God and seeing what God is doing at the church that, you know, put me out now. You know, it's good and bad, you know, because you see the manifestation of God. But because people are operating leadership, because they are the owners, because they feel like they're entitled, they put a halt on what God is doing in the people's lives. And I get on today to tell you all are gonna give an account for that. Manipulating the people, controlling the people, you know, lying to get, you know, you're gonna give an account for that. I love my church family. I really do. You know, and I don't express that with so many people. But their heart and their souls are not right, you know. And I pray sincerely, you know, when speaking to the pastor, I pray sincerely that, you know, they catch it. They really get it. And I sometimes believe that people don't think God is real. Don't think the Holy Spirit is real. But I stopped by today to tell you all, oh, he's A100 real. You know, and his word is pure and real. And you're going to have to give an account. People say that I'm cursing them with the word of God, because I one thing I've shared before, and I was told that I cursed her. If one of your sheep go, you have to leave the 99 to go after that one. That's the word of God, you know. So to cause people to leave the church because of hurt, you know, because of you subjecting them to hurt personally, you're gonna have to give an account for that. I'm not gonna hold you all long, but I do wanna get on to encourage those that have experienced church hurt. That's why it is so important to have an intimate relationship with Daddy God yourself, because of the fact, like I've stated before, post on Facebook pages and everything, you know, I would never curse the name of my Lord Jesus Christ because of what man have done, because he have shown himself approved to me, my life personally. And it's just time out, you know. Those people that are staying quiet and allowing people to manipulate other people for self-gain, and you know the truth, you're gonna give an account for that. You might as well say you was partaker, you did it yourself, if you're not willing to step up and say anything about it. In this season, a lot of people that I truly love, you know, God say release them, because they're not willing to stand up for his name. It ain't even about me, you know. It's not about my feelings. It's about what is right in God's eyes. To sit back and allow people to get hurt and manipulated by leadership, and you're operating in leadership, you're going to give an account for that. I'm not just going to sit back, not on my watch, and allow people to hurt people. You know, people come into church already wounded, seeking God, seeking for a better way. And then, you know, they come and the pastor throwing himself at them. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get them in the bed. People manipulating them because they look a certain way, because they dress a certain way. You're not leadership material. You know, that type of bull crap. What is that? You know, but I'm not going to hold you all alone. I just felt like I need to get that off my chest because it's sickening. It's sickening. It's a dying world out there. And people are still playing head game. I mean, COVID done came to wipe so many people out. But yet, you want to open up the churches still, misuse and mistreat people. That is not of God. That is Satan all by himself. And I come against Satan's kingdom on tonight. Satan, you have no win. No weapon formed against my life shall prosper. I will stand for the Lord. I will speak out for the Lord. It's time out for playing. If you can't do right by God's people, if you cannot love his people, shut the doors. Shut the church down. Shut your business down. If you don't know how to communicate effectively with your sheep, and if you don't know how to guide your sheep the effective way, not sleeping with your sheep, shut the church down. Close the doors. Because you will give an account. And it's not going to be nice, says the Lord. Have a good day.
Hello, hello, hello. This is your girl, Prophetess D. Thought I would get on for a hot second to just encourage you today. And our hot topic for today is going to be on forgiveness. And what does forgiveness mean? Forgiveness means to pardon. To pardon is an action of forgiving or being forgiven for an error or offense. To excuse a person of an error or offense. Pardon is forgiveness of a crime and a cancellation of a relevant penalty. To judge of a crime or to acknowledge a crime, but to excuse a crime. To allow a person to go free. In the book of Luke 17, Jesus said to his disciple, "It is impossible that no offense should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourself. If your brother sin against you." People, we have to trust God to handle those who come against us. Not forgiving people puts stumbling blocks in your life, as well as the ones that harm you. The importance of forgiveness. When you don't forgive, you hold on to the bad experience, to pain, to trauma. When you don't forgive, you react with negative feelings, such as anger, hatred, resentment, refusing to speak, and with a secret desire to get revenge. Unforgiveness can cause fear, depression, frustration, anxiety, self-hatred, and loneliness, which all come from a blockage on what God has for purpose for your life. Unforgiveness forms a barrier between you and God. It can cut off from God's, cut you off from God's forgiveness. It can cause your prayers not to be answered. It destroys your peace of mind. It causes self-destruction. Unforgiveness can lead you down a road of disaster until you repent and forgive. When you forgive, it brings on peace and restoration. It's like cutting the chains that the devil meant for evil and setting yourself free from bondage. Unforgiveness brings on a lot of health issues, such as headaches, high blood pressure, heart attack, stomach aches, pains and aches in your joints, dizziness and tiredness, depression, low self-esteem, depriving yourself of God's opportunity. It may cause you to turn to drugs and alcohol. It may cause you to be in unhealthy relationships. Early in my life, I suffered from a lot of these symptoms because I held unforgiveness in my heart. I felt like things was getting better at one point in my life, and I would find myself going in a cycle of destruction. Anyone had to say that was not positive always sent me into a spiral. I felt like it was pulling the scalp off of sore. I wanted to heal, but I couldn't. So bitter, I would stay to myself all the time because of disappointment, and I just refused to replay it all over again. Until one day I realized I wasn't hurting myself. I wasn't hurting my family and those who offended me. I was only hurting myself and my kids because we missed out on a lot because of me holding grudges and unforgiveness in my heart. So I say it to say, it is important to forgive. To forgive don't mean you're going to forget, but forgiveness, it cuts the bondage off your life. Just think about it. Ephesians 5:2. God requires us to love no matter what and no matter how it makes you feel, because Jesus did it for us. And if you be real with yourself and you think about it, it is impossible to show and display agape love if you don't forgive. Agape love is selfless, sacrificial, unconditional love, the highest of the four types of love. Martin Luther King Jr. wrote a letter trying to keep the peace while he was in jail. He asked the question, how can we love our enemies? He stated, first, we must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive. He who devoid of the power of to forgive is devoid of the power to love. He stated that we must realize that evil deeds of the enemy neighbor and the things that hurt never quite expresses all that he is. An element of goodness may be found even in our worst enemies. When you forgive, you allow God to be God, and you gain grace, peace, love, mercy, joy, trust, forgiveness, meekness, gentleness, self-control, and the old sore can heal completely. Matthew 6:15 says, "But if ye forgive not men's their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Jesus is saying we must forgive if we want to be forgiven by Him. So, my advice to you on today, my listeners, let the grudges go. Forgive. Instead of wasting your energy trying to prove that you can stay in bondage forever, forgive and allow God to get the glory from the pain and hurt. For everything we have to go through has a purpose. It's up to us on what purpose will it serve in our lives. Again, I am your host, Prophetess D, and you are tuned into the Sisterhood. I hope this word encouraged some of you to let go and let God and be happy again. I will be back on in a moment. Well, hello, hello, hello. This is your girl, Prophetess D. I thought I would get on today just to encourage you a little bit by sharing a short tabernacle prayer with you. But before I get into it, I hope that you're being blessed. I hope that you're still pushing. And I pray that you're seeing some things that God has promised you manifest in your life. Let's go before the throne of God. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, repenting of all our sins. We repent for the sins known and unknown, sins of words, thoughts, and deeds, and also secret faults. Cleanse us according to 1 John 1:9. Your word states, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise, exalting your name of Jesus, which is above every name. We declare that Jesus is Lord over this day, Father. Father, we thank you that Jesus is the Lamb of God who shed his precious blood for our sins and complete deliverance. Father, we also thank you that Jesus is the Word made flesh, and you sent your Word to heal us and deliver us from our destructions. We also thank you for washing us by the waters of your word, so that we can come forth as your brides, holy and pure. We exalt you, Father, for the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit, making us your lampstand. We reflect your light and walk in your miracles, signs, and wonders. Lord, we thank you. Father, we come to stand in the gap and to repent for all mankind. We have all sinned and fall short of your glory, and we ask you to forgive us. As we spiritually receive communion, the broken bones of your body, the shed blood of Jesus, we gain full power to war, battle, and overcome. We put on the whole armor of God and pray for every precious stone in our breastplate, the loss, the leadership, the body of Christ, and the Jewish nation. 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 4. We declare that the Lord will deliver us from every evil work and preserve us for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within their walls, and prosperity within their palace. Father, we ask you for the blessings over our lives that you promised us for praying for Israel. We thank you that all comes into the unity of faith perfected by Christ. We come to you as true worshipers in the earth, worshiping you in spirit and truth. We purge our heart and bring that perfect blend of heart, motivation, and attitude. We exalt Jesus, the apostle and high priest of the house of God. We make this prayer and our worship perfect before you and leads us into your presence. Father, we come beyond the veil into your presence, worshiping at the mercy seat, your throne of grace. We worship you, Father, Jesus, the Lamb of God, the Holy Spirit, in the joy of your presence. We exalt you, Father, and magnify your name and the name of Jesus of all the earth. We love you and we thank you for loving us. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I hope this has been a blessing to you all. May the Lord continue to have his glory. May his light continue to shine upon your life. May he continue to direct your path. May he continue to bless you according to his riches and glory. Amen. Until next time, you stay blessed. Hello. Well, hello, 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 hello. This is your girl, Prophetess D. Just got on to discuss a scripture that I was reading, and I think that it will be a very good conversation to have. I will be coming from Romans 12, 1 through 5. Actually, the whole Romans 12 is good, but we're going to tap on Romans 12, 1 through 5, and it reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is the reasonable service. And be not conformed of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will for God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but think soberly, according as God has dealt
to every man a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, all members have not the same office. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every member one of another. We're going to start right there. I believe this scripture is basically telling us that we are all important in the body of Christ. Whether you're a babe in Christ, or you are a bishop, apostle, a elder, a prophet, just a teacher, or anybody that's confessing to love Christ and serving Christ, we're all important to God. We all have a purpose. We all were sought out for a purpose, the purpose of God. I've been in ministry for about 20 years, 21 years now. I gave my life to Christ when I was 24 years old. And in those years, I've had some good times and I've had some bad times. I don't experience a lot of church hurt. I don't experience a lot of hurt in my family. I don't experience a lot of friendship hurt. I don't experience a lot of hurt on the job. But yet, God has shown me that He will never leave me or forsake me. He has shown me how important I am to Him. And He has shown me, for every trial, test, and disappointment I've encountered, He can use that thing. He can use it. And He always bring it back around to utilize it. And not only to utilize it, but to see how much I've grown. It's just a reminder of where He has brought me from. See, God, He will give it to you. He's presenting it to you. The Word of God is our roadmap to life. It's up to us to pick it up. It's up to us to read it. It's up to us to apply it to our life. It's up to us to, you know, share it. You know what I'm saying? It's up to us to do what we want to do with the Word of God. I've been told that, you know, I can be aggressive. I can be demanding. And I have learned, you know, what people think as negative, God think it to be positive in my life. Because He can entrust me to speak what He will tell me to speak, regardless of who feelings it hurt, regardless of the impact that it will make, regardless of the warfare that I have to encounter, God knows that old girl gonna say and do what He tells her to do. So He entrusts me to give the hard words. See, your position in God may not be my position. You may not have to, you know, go against the grain or, you know, say what thus says the Lord to those you love, knowing that it's going to hurt their feelings. You may not have that position, but whatever your position is, it could be a big toe that makes up the body of Christ. It could be a finger. Whatever it is, you should be the best big toe, big finger, whatever that God has created you to be. Because come judgment day,
when he decides to call you home, you're going to be held accountable for your actions. You're going to be held accountable for those things that he told you to do or say, you know, and you refuse to do it because of the fact you're worrying about hurting somebody else's feeling. Our God said that he's a jealous God. So I'd rather please God over man any day. I mean, I can go on and on, you know, but at the end of the day, Romans chapters 12, verse 1 through 5 is basically telling us that we are all important. We are all valuable to God. We all have a purpose to serve, and that we need to be the best representation of Christ here on earth that we can be. I am your girl, Prophetess D, and I hope this enlightened you a little bit. Okay, I hope this enlightened you a lot to be the best that you could be for Christ. Until next time, you be blessed. Bye. Well, hello, 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 hello. This is your girl, Prophetess D from the Sisterhood. Just wanted to get on for a hot second and let you all know your girl's still afloat. I know I haven't been on in a while, but, you know, been going through some things. I've been down for the last 3 weeks. Got hurt on my job. But to God be the glory. Just wanted to get on and share my testimony with you all on today. See, I guess on Friday night, God spoke to me about going to this women's meeting that one of my sisters in Christ had invited me to, I guess about 3 months ago, probably a little longer than that. But I reached out to her and I asked her, you know, about the meeting, and so happened they was having one the next day at 6 o'clock in the morning. So I didn't tell her I was coming or anything, but, you know, if God is telling me, you know, in his own southern way, to go to this meeting, and then I reach out to her and she say they got one going on the next day, so I end up going to the meeting, long story short. And when I say walking in the door, it's like the Holy Spirit say, hey, I've been waiting on you. You know, it was so awesome. Them women of God, they was praying the house down. I mean, I felt so at home and so welcome. I mean, they was praying and I was praying, and, you know, and then when I say the woman of God got up and start giving that word, and she said, you know, she just kept saying, I don't know why God is taking me this way. I don't know why God is shifting me this way. And when I say, tears was coming out of my eyes, because I'm like, it's for me, you know, it was like a teller word just for me. I have never met this woman a day in my life, and I didn't even give them confirmation that I was coming, you know, so it ain't like, you know, she looked at my social media page or whatever, you know what I'm saying. Never met this woman a day in my life. You know, and everything that God had been speaking to me over the 3 weeks period of time, with me being out of work and me having to lay and having to sit, and I was basically giving him his quality time, able to hear him clearly, because, you know, the people wasn't around, you know what I'm saying? There wasn't noise around. I wasn't going on a go all the time. So I was able to hear God clearly. And then when I went to this meeting, you know, it's like this lady knew me, you know what I'm saying? And she was, you know, basically confirming everything that God has spoken to me. I mean, everything, you know, to have clear clarity. But listeners, you have to be willing to give God his quality time. You have to be willing to shut the phone off, shut the people out, because in life we constantly on the go. People are constantly pulling on us. People are constantly requiring our time. And God said he's a jealous God. And we sometimes miss out on what God want to say to us because we have a busy life. We have a busy life. So I get on tonight to encourage that person. You feel like your life is in a sham. You feel like everything is going wrong. Baby, shut it down and give God his quality time. Shut it down and hear God clearly for yourself. Man, when I say God have blown my mind in the last couple of days. And then on top of that, I get up and I go to service. And my pastor, he basically confirmed some of the things that God has been speaking as well. You know, he came and he was talking about Isaiah, how Isaiah had to give a hard word to the people. You know what I'm saying? He had to come against what the people was doing, basically telling them they need to get themselves together, you know. But in doing so, Isaiah was captured. He was in captivity. You know, so he had to go through a rough period of time in his life. He ended up losing everything. But because he was obedient to God, you know, everything was all right when he came out of captivity. Everything that he could imagine that he wanted, you know, it was provided. You know, he didn't have no more worries. You know, so sometimes, like I said, we have to be willing to shut everything down, shut the world out, and allow God to have his quality time. I am your girl, Prophetess D, and you're tuned into the sisterhood. I hope this blessed somebody. We have to be willing to submit to the preordained life that God has created for us to be. We sometimes go through life trying to fix everything ourselves. I don't know why God, you know, just shifted me. But we have to be willing to submit to God's will for our life. And the only way we're going to be able to submit to God's will, we first have to hear his will for our life. We first have to yield ourselves to his will for our life. The only way you're going to hear God clearly, you have to give him his quality time. You have to get in that word. You have to apply it to your life. What he's telling you to do. I don't care what it is. It may sound foolish to you and other people, but if you hear God clearly for yourself, and then a man, a woman, a God come to you and confirm and give you clear clarity on what God has already spoken to you, you can't do nothing but line up with the will of God for your life. I'm just saying, give God his quality time. You can't go wrong. I am your girl, Prophetess D. You have tuned into the sisterhood. I hope this little bit has blessed someone to line up with the will of God for your life. Hear God for yourself. Gain clear clarity on what he will have you to do. Not man, not woman, but him, your creator, will have you to do. I am your girl, Prophetess D, and you are tuned into the sisterhood. I hope this has blessed you, and you hold it down and walk that thing out. Peace.